Now, yesterday, during some questions, I've heard that my comments around pharmacists and prescriptions have caused some agitation. And I just want to give a little bit of background to that. We have had correspondence from manufacturers who have been telling the department that they have no issues with their processes. I have had very mixed messages, however, from wholesalers. But on further investigation in the light of comments, the best way I can describe the situation currently is at best it's confusing. The limit on dispensing numbers and periods was set by the pharmacy board in this province. We want people to stay in their homes. We want them to interact as little as possible and to have as little need as possible to go out for essential things like medications. And we won't want people getting out of their homes more often than necessary to get their medications. So the short answer is, at the moment, we're working through these, and my information is that the difficulties with supply relate to a very confined group of medications. So that, again, is an issue to work through. But I would encourage anybody who has a question about their medication and supply to speak to their pharmacist. People should listen to their pharmacist. And quite frankly, if what I said yesterday bugged you as a pharmacist, please accept my apologies. That was not my intention. You are crucial to the healthcare system. And as we saw during the snow event, it was really important for the people of St. John's to have access. And it's no different now during the COVID issue.
Health Minister John Hagee speaking yesterday at the daily briefing for media related to COVID-19. Now, for further comment on this story, we're joined on the line by Dr. Kathy Balsam of Memorial University's School of Pharmacy. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
So do you accept John Hagee's apology?
Absolutely. I mean, I was certainly appreciative of that apology yesterday. And I certainly understand that he was speaking with the information that he was given, knowing that there's multiple demands on his time right now. But I thought it was really important to speak on Open Line yesterday, just regarding the disconnect between those comments that he had made the previous day and the true state of affairs in community pharmacy.
All right. For those who didn't hear it, what's the Reader's Digest version of what sort of raised your ire over all this?
I guess on Wednesday, the comments were that he wasn't aware, as you heard, of any issues with drug shortages. And he was actually saying that, you know, understandably, he didn't want people out of their homes and was trying to work with the Pharmacy Association and the Pharmacy Board to encourage more than a 30-day supply. So that was kind of a different message than what us pharmacists were giving to our public. So we were really just concerned about that distrust that the patients would have in our profession, just hearing those mixed messages. So to get the clarification yesterday was a really
So in the days leading up to the last couple of days, I mean, people have been out buying, you know, we've seen it. They've been out buying lots of meats and chicken and toilet paper and stocking up. Were folks doing similar things at pharmacies, going in and trying to get long-term prescriptions filled? Is that what caused the problem?
I wouldn't just say it's in this province. It's been all across Canada. And I think as soon as we heard of COVID, the message was put out there actually to kind of stock up on medications and make sure you have what you need. And I can think just like we were doing with toilet paper, we were kind of going overboard when it comes to stocking up on medications. And this put a major stress on the supply chain across the country. So that's why our National Pharmacy, Canadian Pharmacists Association, came out with a recommendation like we really need to do something. They were noticing, you know, in provinces that were hit earlier than we were here in Newfoundland, that this was causing a problem and really advised us to do the 30 days in the best interest of everybody. So it was certainly very important for us to kind of follow that guidance in order to really make sure that we allocate our medications equitably so patients don't end up having to go without.
Right. And I heard you yesterday in your conversation with Patty Daly on Open Line discussing how you had five patients who needed the one puffer or some sort of a device.
Absolutely. And I mean, we like Mr. Minister Hagee said yesterday, we have been dealing with various drug shortages for a long time. And then when COVID-19 hit and the stocking up of particular medications like inhalers, given the nature of the illness being a respiratory illness, people were certainly stocking up on these types of medications. So we are seeing a shortage of those. Ventolin is kind of the most commonly dispensed inhaler. And right now, pharmacies can only get, I think it varies pharmacy to pharmacy, but 4 to 7 from the wholesaler. And we usually dispense sometimes upwards of 20 a day.
I'm sure
you can imagine.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a bit stressful. And I think the comment you were referencing was when I got to my shift on Tuesday, I was handed kind of the lowdown of the day. And it was, you know, we have this one flow that we've got five patients waiting for it. So you kind of got to decide who gets it and call the others and just see if they can wait it out.
Wow. I mean, obviously, a lot of what's driving this is fear of the unknown and how long this is going to go on. So for anybody out there this morning who does have to come see a pharmacist anywhere in the province or anywhere within our listening audience, what's your advice to them?
Definitely, if you have enough of your medications at home right now, if you're already kind of sitting with a 30-day supply, please be patient and understand why your pharmacist may be a little reluctant to fill that at this time, and know that we will certainly fill it when it gets kind of closer to, just so that we do manage our resources effectively. Please call ahead and expect a long wait. I can tell you, I worked 11 hours straight on Monday, and there wasn't a minute that phone wasn't ringing. So if you have to leave a message, please know that I'm sure your pharmacist will return your call. Call ahead. We'll make sure that we have everything ready for you so that if you do have to come in, it's just a quick kind of grab and go. And know that, you know, if you are in quarantine or you're self-isolating and can't get out, many, many pharmacies have delivery services that we'd be happy to have you available at this time.